Welcome to Weekly Reflections. My name is Corey. I'm here with Madison and Brandon, and this is our daily reflections for March 22nd, No More Struggle. And we have ceased fighting anything or anyone, even alcohol. That's from the book Alcoholics Anonymous, page 84. When AA found me, I thought I was in for a struggle and that AA might provide the strength I needed to beat alcohol. Victorious in that fight, who knows what other battles I could win. I would need to be strong, though. All my previous experience with life told me that. Today, I do not have to struggle or exert my will. If I take those 12 steps and let my higher power do the real work, my alcohol problem disappears all by itself. My living problems also cease to be struggles. I just have to ask whether acceptance or change is required. It is not my will, but his that needs doing.
You know, when I read this, it also makes me think, it says my alcohol problem disappears all by itself. It makes me think of where it says in the big book that the obsession will be removed. That's one of our promises, you know, and I'm grateful today that I can say that that has happened for me. Now I can, the obsession to drink is completely gone. I can definitely obsess over some other things. But I too, I can relate with the person who wrote this. When I found AA or AA found me, like I looked at those steps on the wall in a meeting. I saw a lot of words that I didn't like. I saw some things that it was saying that I had to do that I was not prepared to do. But I think I just overanalyzed it all. It was a lot more simple than what I made it out to be. And looking back now, all those years that I spent struggling and trying to get a drink, or, you know, the places that it took me, because it took me to some pretty dark places, and I think everyone can say that. The things that I've had to do here aren't near as difficult as what I had to do out there trying to get a drink, and just trying to, you know, live life, you know, not accepting things. It's so much harder to not accept what life gives you than just to be okay and just accept it for exactly what it is right here, right now. I like that it says, if I take those 12 steps, because this program, what I found, anytime I read a promise in the big book or anytime there's like something that it tells me will happen in my life, it's always if, you know, like if you do this work, this will happen. There's stipulations behind it all. And like what it says, I just have to ask myself whether acceptance or change is required. There's some things that will never go away. Some things will never change about me. And it's me, it's asking myself, like, okay, do I want this to change? Or do I just need to accept this for what it is? And really, it's not a matter of me. Like, I can't change anything, you know? That's obvious. Like, my higher power has to do it. I think if I do the mechanical, then my higher power will do the organic things, you know, the things that just I can't do. Yeah.
Acceptance. Oh my gosh. Okay, so with acceptance, the only way that I could get to acceptance was through doing the work, right? And putting the footwork in. I can't sit back and just be like, fix my life, you know? Higher power. No, it's a way of life, and it's a daily thing, you know? And my higher power is not a concept. It's not. I mean, I could probably make it into a concept for you, but I didn't have a higher power or a God or whatever you want to call it. But the people in AA showed me what the program gave them. And like, I didn't believe them at first. You know, I didn't believe, like I said, that they were so happy. And we talked about that not too long ago. Like, why are you so happy? You're lying, right? It took me about a year to see them being the same person day in and day out and being happy, right? So when my life, you could call it bottom, whatever you want to call it, when I got there, I knew what I had to do. And I had to do the 12 steps, which helped me experience a higher power, God of my own understanding. And I had the chance to see color again. Like, everything had been gloomy, everything had been black and white and miserable. And I remember doing my fifth step, and everybody talks about the fourth step being like the scariest thing, you know, but it's really not, you know, and I made it out to be this really scary, huge thing and made it super complex. And when I was done, I was like, why didn't I do that sooner? Like, I feel so much better. And I woke up the next day and I saw birds in the sky. I saw the palm trees and that they were green, you know. I'm like, oh, I didn't even notice that tree was there, you know. And that kind of thing, like, I was able to accept life, right? And it didn't end there. But I had experienced a higher power that removed my obsession and allowed me to get back to my life. And as long as I could trust in that power, which is really, for me, it was undeniable. Like, there were no ifs, ands, or buts about trusting the power. I was able to accept whatever came my way. And if I wasn't, I have people that I can turn to. I have a program that works miracles, seriously. Because somebody like me, I have to drink. I have to take whatever drug that I'm doing, just to get by, just to be okay. My living problems also cease to be struggles. I have to ask whether acceptance or change is required. So when my will sucks. I get stuck in the worst situations that I put myself in. Not sanely, of course, but I had to accept life on life's terms. Footwork change is required of me to be okay. I can't, if nothing changed, my favorite quote, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And that applies to everything, really. At first it was just alcohol and drugs, right? Just don't pick up or don't drink. And it goes far beyond that because I needed to, because I'm not good in the good enough. I'm just not. I just trust in that power, take care of everything that needs to be taken care of. And if something bad happens, I'm like, okay, it's for a purpose. I might not see it now. It might take me a couple years to see it, but I'll see it as long as I stay sober. And that'll be an asset of mine. It'll benefit me later on in my life. But I just need to stay out of my will, which is destroy anything and everything, including my life. That's what my will looks like. So, yeah, 12 steps gave me a higher power, and I wouldn't live my life any other way. Yeah.
And it's funny that you talk about, like, your will, and this is true for me, too. Like, my will is just about destroying everything around me. And what was weird is when I was out getting loaded before I really came into the program or anything, my level of acceptance was super high. I was able to just take anything that came my way, as long as I could keep getting high. You know? Family wants nothing to do with me. Like, well, that's the cost of doing business, I guess. Hey, I live behind a dumpster now. It's like, well, at least I'm living. And I was just able to accept all these, like, horrific changes as I burned my life to the ground. And then when I first came into AA, I was pretty convinced, like it says in here, that my whole life was just going to be me trying to grapple with the feeling of wanting to get high all the time. And for a while in the beginning, that's what it was. You know, I woke up every morning and it was, you know, when I was getting loaded, it was like I woke up in the morning like, what am I going to do to get money? How am I going to get more? You know, am I going to have enough to go to sleep tonight? That regular struggle that a lot of us are familiar with. And then when I tried to get sober, when I got into the program, it was waking up in the morning like, okay, all I have to do is make it back to my bed tonight without getting high during the day. Like, if I can pull that off, like, today was a win. And through quite a bit of work and a lot of practice and awkward learning experiences, it's gotten to the point where now when I wake up in the morning, my first thought is not, I need to get high, and more importantly, it's not, I need to not get loaded. It's, there better be coffee. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the extent of my problem first thing in the morning, is I hope there's still coffee left. And I don't know when that happened, but it's pretty miraculous that I am no longer focused on not getting loaded anymore. You know, I've heard people like, well, when's the last time you thought about getting loaded? And it seems more important to me, when's the last time you thought about not getting loaded? Mm-hmm. You know? When did you stop fighting with that? And that finally happened for me, and like you said, I was so used to having that struggle all the time. I filled that void with all kinds of like just kind of like dumb life problems. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate my job, this friend's a jerk, like I can't pay my bills, whatever the problem was, and I did everything I could to control that situation. Tried to control the way people behave, tried to control the way the situation was going to play out, and force myself into this messed up position of the more I tried to exert control over the world around me, the more I let the world kind of dominate the way I felt and behaved. And once I could come to terms with the world is the way it is for a reason, and my job is just to be as helpful as possible in the situations I find myself in, you know, that's a pretty good rule of thumb for what my higher power wants for me, then life gets a lot easier. It might not be, you know, it might be unpleasant, you know, I might have to, like, you know, I might have some weird, like, late-night experiences with, like, invasive pests or something.
He woke up with a cockroach on him.
I did.
Just so
I
everybody did. Knows.
I woke up being assaulted by cockroaches.
Yeah.
Or cockroach. And, you know, that happened really, I don't know why that happened. I'll probably figure it out in a few years, like Madison said. But this stuff, I didn't let that ruin an entire day. You know, there's unpleasant, uncomfortable situations, but they're usually there to either teach me a lesson or motivate me to change. You know, and discomfort, as much as I don't like it, is a part of growth.
Yeah.
And the more I can grow, the more accepting I am, and the better I am at doing whatever my higher power's will is for me.
Yeah, and the only thing that, like I said earlier, you can't, people, places, and things I cannot control. So it's like, I don't want to waste my energy on trying to control that, because it's going to turn out the way it's going to turn out anyway. But I can control my actions and my attitude towards everything. And that's about it. And the more that I discipline myself and start to control those things, the better life is, like, mm-hmm. significantly better, you know?
Thank you both for being here today. Thank you all
awesome.
For joining us. Join us again next week for more fun stuff.